Dirty Mouth by Sean Jameson. Introduction. Hi, this is Dirty Mouth. It's a quick start guide to teach you how to talk dirty to your man. It covers all the basics very quickly to give you a roadmap on what you need to say and how to say it. I decided to write Dirty Mouth and include it with the Blowjob Bible for two reasons. One, I've been getting so many emails from people asking for tips, advice and information on talking dirty. And two, to have fun and an exciting sex life, you need to have a number of tricks, tips and techniques at your disposal. Talking dirty is one technique that is very powerful for turning your man on, as is learning how to give a blowjob. Once you know how to talk dirty to your man, you will be opening up a whole new area of fun and excitement in your sex life for both you and him. The truly wonderful thing about talking dirty is that you can use it in the bedroom but also throughout the day. So my advice is to please read this book and then to apply it. You'll be pleasantly surprised by the results. To better lovemaking, Sean. Why talk dirty? Okay, so let's get down to it. Why should you want to talk dirty to your man? What are the main benefits to talking dirty to him? You may have a specific reason in mind, but here are the five most powerful reasons to talk dirty to your man. 1. It builds sexual tension. And this is by far the most powerful reason for learning how to talk dirty to your man. 2. It turns him on. That one's obvious. 3. It keeps your man thinking about you. 4. It massages his ego. And 5. It's exciting and it's fun. I've included this last one because using dirty talk in your relationship really is fun and exciting. Building sexual tension. I've found that building sexual tension is the most powerful thing you can do with dirty talk. It's far more powerful than almost anything else you can do with dirty talk, as it can literally make your man obsessed with you and stop him from thinking about any other woman but you. So how do you build sexual tension with your man? The key is to be indirect and only use it when there is a barrier preventing sex from happening. By saying things to your man that are not very direct, it will get him thinking about you and trying to figure out exactly what you mean. Saying these things when there's a barrier preventing sex from happening, for example, you're in work, at a social gathering, or anywhere that's not a private place, will make this effect a whole lot stronger. When you are using dirty talk to build sexual tension with your man, you are trying to get your man to think about you in a sexual way and to get him just a little bit aroused. However, you are usually going to say these things while in normal conversation, when there is a barrier preventing sex from happening. You won't be using this type of dirty talk in the bedroom. When using dirty talk to build sexual tension with your man, remember this. It's about sexual tension. It's not about sex. I can't say this enough. You're saying things to slowly build your man up to a state where he's craving you and desperately wants you. This can be over a number of hours or sometimes even days. Here are some examples to give you an idea about how to build sexual tension with dirty talk. I just saw something that made me think of you. Also works great as an SMS text message. I love it when you wear those jeans. Or whatever you like them wearing. If these people weren't around, I'd rip your clothes off right now. So you might notice a pattern from these phrases. They are not always directly about sex. You are saying things that are quite often vague and not really that detailed at all. The reason for this is to allow your man's mind to fill in the blanks, to get him thinking about what could possibly happen. Using phrases that get your man thinking about what could possibly happen is crucial if you want to build sexual tension using dirty talk. 2. Not one of these phrases requires you to say anything really raunchy or out there to your man. This is great because it means that you never really have to worry about saying anything too wild. 3. You are usually going to be saying these things when you are not in bed. You'll usually be using these phrases during normal conversation with your man, and then afterwards you will just transition to something else as if you said nothing at all. This is to make it feel natural and relaxed. Meanwhile, your man's brain will be in overdrive trying to figure out what you just said and what it means. Okay, so now that I've explained how to use dirty talk to build sexual tension, here are some more example phrases that you can use. I had a really naughty dream about you last night. I can't wait till we're both alone. Guess what I'm wearing underneath my top? Turning him on. When trying to turn your man on with dirty talk, you need to be explicit and direct. So here are some example phrases that you can use to turn him on. I want you right now. I love it when you totally dominate me. I want to taste your dick in my mouth. When turning your man on, you will usually be about to have sex or will be actually having sex. This is very different to when you are building sexual tension with your man using dirty talk. You will notice that when using dirty talk to turn your man on, you don't have to be really explicit or sound like a porn star. You can still talk dirty without sounding crazy. Although you will find that sometimes it's really hot to talk really, really out there. My advice is to start off with the less crazy, dirty talk, like the following sentences. I love your bum. It feels so good when you're on top. To be honest, these sentences are on the very, very tame side of dirty talk, but they are good for when you are starting to learn how to talk dirty to your man, as they are so easy to use and will never make you or your man feel uncomfortable. Once you and your man are both comfortable with this fairly tame, dirty talk, then it's time to take it to the next level. This means that it's time to start getting more raunchy and more naughty. Try these examples on for size. I love it when you fuck me like a whore. Keep fucking me like that. I want to taste your cum. Your dick feels huge. You'll find that the more you talk dirty to your man, the easier it gets. It really is a case of practice makes perfect. Keep your man thinking about you. From talking with many students, I've noticed a disturbing trend. Many have had the same recurring problem of meeting a great guy, only for him to slowly but surely grow distant, and then for their relationship to crumble and eventually fall apart. This has happened to me too in the past. And to be honest, it feels just awful. I think the worst part is that creeping dread that the person you really care about is slowly slipping out of your hands and caring about you less and less with every day. It's exactly why I developed a type of dirty talk that will keep your man constantly thinking about you. It's quite subtle and works best sent as a text message or through Facebook or through email. So before giving you examples, it's important to remember that this type of dirty talk is to keep your man thinking about you, not to immediately turn him on or to build sexual tension. Try these examples. I have a little surprise for you later. X. I'd blush if you knew what I was thinking about right now. I'm going to make you melt in my mouth. All of these examples work great as texts or private Facebook messages or even emails. They're all a little vague while also being a little sexual too. Being vague yet sexual will keep you on your man's brain for hours, wondering what it is you're talking about and what surprise could be waiting for him. Massaging his ego. One great reason to talk dirty to your man is to massage his ego. Massaging his ego makes him feel good, and what man doesn't want to be around a girl that makes him feel good? Massaging his ego is very simple. Some people describe it as telling him what he wants to hear. This is almost a perfect description. I would describe it as telling him something believable that he wants to hear. It's really important that he truly believes what you are telling him. There is no point in saying something ridiculous or totally unbelievable to your man, as he will be able to tell you're just making it up. So say things like, I love it when you fuck me like that. Or, I love being on my knees and giving you a long, slow blowjob. Or, I love it when you slap my ass. Remember, you don't want to say anything that is not believable. So avoid saying things like, your dick is massive. It's the biggest I've ever seen. It sounds ridiculous if your man doesn't have a particularly long dick. Learning how to talk dirty. Learning how to talk dirty is just like learning how to give a good blowjob. It takes practice. The more you do it, the better you will get. Most people that I've taught how to talk dirty were at least a little nervous when they first tried it. So I've devised a system of steps that you can use to slowly introduce it into your relationship and then slowly build it up to where you are being really raunchy. Stage 1, introducing Dirty Talk. This is the time when you will be most nervous. The easiest way to introduce Dirty Talk is to do it quite gently. So you don't want to be really loud or say anything too out there. So you may find that whispering in his ear during sex is the easiest way to start. Just say something short and even a little tame during sex, like, "That feels really good," or, "I really like this position." Once you do this a few times, you will notice just how easy it is to talk dirty to your man. You'll also notice that your man likes it too. Once you get comfortable with saying just a few of these examples, then it's time to move to the next level. Stage 2, getting dirtier. In stage 1, you were just trying to get comfortable with the idea of talking dirty. The funny thing is that in stage 1, you weren't actually saying anything truly dirty. In stage 2, it's time to replace the tame stuff with some raunchier, dirty talk. Try these examples on your man. "I love how you fuck me like that." Or, "Your dick feels really good inside me." Or, "I want to give your dick some lip service later." Just like in stage 1, you will find that saying these examples by whispering in his ear to be a lot easier than before getting a bit louder and more vocal with him. Stage 3, really dirty. Once you start to get really comfortable talking dirty to your man, then you can start to really push the boundaries to turn your man on. Try these examples. "I just want to get fucked like the slut I am." Or, "I love it when you pound me like a dog from behind." Or, "I want to feel you cover my face in cum." Just a quick warning though, my advice is to be careful with this stage. While a lot of guys like extreme dirty talk, there's a small percentage of men that will be turned off by it. So remember to watch his reactions when you start talking really dirty to see if he likes it or not. The finer details. 1. Does all my dirty talk have to be really sexual? My advice, absolutely not. In fact, you will find that when using dirty talk to build sexual tension, you hardly have to be sexual at all. A lot of people seem to believe that in order to talk dirty, you need to talk sexually. This is just not the case. The following phrases are definitely dirty, but they are not actually that sexual. "I was thinking about you last night." Or, "I have a special surprise for you later, X." Or, "I really like it when you're on top and in control." All three of these phrases will definitely turn your man on, but they are not actually that sexual, are out there. 2. What if I can't remember what to say? My advice, do not worry, at all. You may feel a little excited and nervous the first time you plan on talking dirty to your man, which may make you forget what to say. This really isn't a big deal. Try learning only one or two phrases to use first. Repeat them a few times to yourself to help you remember. You'll find that as you get more and more comfortable talking dirty, forgetting what to say will become less and less of a problem. You'll eventually reach a point where you are so confident that you no longer need to read or learn lines, and instead you will be able to make stuff up on the fly by yourself. 3. I'm really shy and a little nervous when it comes to this kind of stuff. What can I do to make it easier? My advice. I've gotten quite a few emails about it. The easiest and best solution I've found, based on feedback, is this. Start when you are having sex with your man, or even when he's just kissing you. But don't even think about talking dirty just yet. Your first step should simply be moaning and groaning. All you have to say is, or "ah." You don't have to be particularly loud, it's really that simple. Even hearing you moaning and groaning is a huge turn on for guys. Then, as you start to feel more comfortable, you need to start getting louder and more vocal. After doing this a few times, you will feel a lot more comfortable. Next, start to just use one or two words during sex and even when he's kissing you on the neck or cheek. Again, you don't have to be loud at all. Try saying "yeah" or "Sean" very slowly, but obviously replace "Sean" with your man's name. This is as far as most girls go, so if you're only comfortable going this far, then don't feel bad. Although I'd encourage you to try and go as far as you're comfortable with. The next level is using short sentences with your man. You can try saying things like, I love feeling your body against mine, or you feel so good inside me. You will find it's a lot easier to whisper these sentences into your man's ear. A lot of girls that I've talked to find it very difficult to say it to their man when looking at him in the eyes. So the basic idea is to slowly increase how much you say to your man. The same advice is also true when you are texting or emailing your man or even talking to him on the phone. Start off quite tame and then slowly build up to how raunchy you want to be.